This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 9. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians chapter 4 verse 2. It says there, "Be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God." End of quote. Persistent prayer means to continue firmly in your prayers. Keep on praying. Praying in spite of difficulty, doubt, discouragement, or opposition. Jesus gave a parable of the persistent widow to drive home the point that we should always pray and not give up. Luke chapter 18 verses 1 to 8. Jesus said, and it is recorded in Luke 11, 9 to 10, He said, "So I say to you, ask and keep on asking, and it shall be given you. Seek and keep on seeking, and you shall find. Knock and keep on knocking, and the door shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks and keeps on asking receives. He who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to him who knocks and keeps on knocking, the door shall be opened." End of quote. Amplified Bible. Beloved, in your persistent prayer, you pray without giving up. Jesus and the Bible verses encourage and command you to do it. Refer Ephesians 6:18, 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, Mark 13:33. When you pray persistently without giving up, do not think you are doing this because God needs to be reminded of it. No, He knows all about you, your struggles and needs. Even before you became aware and start praying about it, He knew about it. However, something happens in your persistent prayers. What is it? Your faith in Him is tested and approved. Moreover, you are being transformed according to His will. You pray persistently, and you may find out He is not answering the way you wanted. It does not mean God is not answering your prayer. Keep alert as you pray. Beloved, in many of my personal prayers, I got the answer exactly the way I wanted. Praise and thanks to Him. However, not all the time. You see, if the answer is not coming the way you wanted, either He is deepening your faith and trust in Him, or He is refocusing your goal and attention on something else. You want A badly. However, what you really need is not A, but B. You do not know about it. He knows about it. When you pray continually, your heart would be tuned to accept not A, but B. You see, God wants to answer your prayers, but He wants to do it in a better and a deeper way, more than you could ever imagine, so that you would be happier and His name would be glorified at the end. This happened a few times in my spiritual life. I persistently prayed for a few things. However, in the process of persistent prayer, God changed my heart to accept not what I was prayed for, but something else, which eventually brought glory to Him and happiness to me. Amazing, right? However, if you stop praying in the middle, you would not enjoy the full benefits. In other words, the whole process would not be fulfilling the way it was intended. Persistent prayer is a command from God. Be persistent in your prayers. Beloved, Jesus Himself practiced persistent prayer. Often He withdrew from disciples and went to pray in solitude to His Father in heaven. He used to spend all night in prayer that required enormous patience and perseverance. He remained persistent in prayers while He was in the Garden of Gethsemane during the end of His earthly days. He was praying fervently that His sweat became drops of blood. The cup that He was going to face was very hard. The whole world's sin would be on His shoulders. And He would be the sacrificial lamb for all the people ever lived and would live on this face of this earth. He would be the atonement for people's sins and shortcomings. It was so horrible, and the burden was so heavy on Him. In His persistent and fervent prayer, listen what came from His lips. He said, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." End of quote. Even though He wanted the cup to pass from Him if possible, He submitted His will to the will of the Father. Beloved, this is what persistent and fervent prayers would do to you as well. In the process of persistent prayer, a re-evaluation refocus and a realigning of your goals to His plans and purposes automatically emerges. In the end, God would be glorified and you would be happier and satisfied. Our today's insight says, be persistent in prayer and keep alert as you pray, giving thanks to God. Each word is important. Be persistent means continue praying without giving up. Keep alert as you pray means to be diligent, watchful, and open your hearts and minds for His best for you. As you continue in persistent prayer, keep your fingers loose and flexible to receive from God the very best. Give thanks as you continue your persistent prayers. You expect big things from your big God. Although you do not know for sure how the final product looks like, you can expect big. Keep heartfelt gratitude to God because you are up to something divine and unfathomable, unimaginable as you stick with your prayers. You would be transformed in the process of persistent prayer for sure. Prayer transforms, and persistent prayer transforms you to Christ-likeness. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand through my persistent prayers, you would transform me by refocusing, realigning my goals to your goals. I pray that your will would ultimately fulfilled in and through my life. I surrender my life for your glory. May I become more Christ-like as your Holy Spirit works inside me. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.